Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for January 1st, 2019. I'm Rich Stropolino. The Federal Communication Commission announced Monday that it will begin suspending operations as of January 3rd if the U.S. government shutdown is not resolved. Work required for the protection of life and property, spectrum auctions, and the Office of the Inspector General will remain in operation. However, consumer complaint phone lines, consumer protection and competition enforcement, licensing services, radio spectrum management, and equipment authorizations will all be suspended during the shutdown. Reuters reports that Activision Blizzard CFO Spencer Neumann has been poached to take on the same role at Netflix. In a regulatory filing Monday, Activision disclosed that Neumann had been placed on paid leave and that the company intended to fire him for cause unrelated to the company's financial reporting or disclosure controls and procedures. The New York Times reports that at least 21 attacks against autonomous vehicles have been reported in the last 2 years since Waymo began testing them in Chandler, Arizona. These range from slashing tires and pelting vehicles with rocks to threatening safety drivers with a pistol or running the cars off the road. Safety drivers have told Chandler police that Waymo prefers not to pursue prosecution against assailants and often will not provide video of incidents without a warrant. In a statement, Waymo stated that any incidents represent only a small fraction of the more than 25,000 miles the vehicles drive daily in the area. Mozilla confirmed to VentureBeat that it tested placing partner referral snippets at the bottom of the new tab screen with 25% of Firefox users. Mozilla does not call this an ad, and it was not paid placement. Rather, it was an experiment to provide more value to Firefox users through offers provided by a partner. Mozilla maintains that this was an experiment with no immediate plans to implement further and that no user data was shared with partners. And finally, Zach Whitaker at TechCrunch reports that the popular twinning app from PopSugar stored user photos in an unencrypted Amazon S3 storage bucket. This meant that anyone could view and download any photos uploaded to the service. Shortly after publication of the report, PopSugar encrypted the bucket and acknowledged that permissions were not properly set up initially. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com or your podcatcher of choice. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.